Okay, buckle up. It's time for the fastest 2 hours in radio right here at Yahoo Sports Radio. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell and a very special edition of the Big E Sports Show. We completely got you covered. NFL talk as legendary NFL coach Dick Vermeil will be joining us tonight. Always so inspirational when he's on our program. But we're going to open up tonight's program with some college football, a number of big games that we're going to be keeping our eye on. We're going to start things off with some Big 12 talk. And if you've ever listened to our program in the past, we're going to head to the heart of the Big 12 conference. And that, of course, is visiting with senior writer from OU Insider and host of Total Sports on KREF 1400 in Norman, Oklahoma. And one of my dear friends, I love him, James Hale. How are you, my dear?
Hey, I'm doing great. And it's always great to be on with you.
All righty. Okay, so James, I'm very anxious to hear about your recent trip and excursion to Knoxville. You got two top 25 teams, programs rich in tradition, and both trying to get back to the forefront of the national collegiate scene. What did we learn about this particular game and how it played out? Because it was a thriller.
Well, it really was a thriller, and I think what you learned about Oklahoma, at least this team has a lot of fight and character, and that's what Baker Mayfield is, too. And, you know, so many times the quarterback will display or the team will take on the characteristics of their quarterback, and we knew that Baker Mayfield was a junkyard dog, that he'd fight you in the alley and fight for his teammates, and if his teammates want him to dance, he'll dance. If they want him to do cartwheels, he'll do cartwheels, he'll do whatever he can do to lead his team. And, well, that was very evident because things weren't going early in this game well for Oklahoma. And Oklahoma had to really persevere. They showed really great character. They hung in there. They perseverance. And they were able to come back. They never lost belief in themselves either. And the defense played lights out. I think this defense is much better than it was a year ago. They played well in the secondary. They covered the ball's receivers. They kept Dobbs in check. See, Tennessee's a pretty good team, so they had their moments. But I thought that Butch Jones coached conservatively when he kicked the field goal and they were inside the one
right
early in the first quarter. I thought that was a conservative call. And then later in the third quarter, after they picked up 51 yards on the first two plays of the third quarter, and Oklahoma then stiffened at that point. They missed a field goal. I thought from that point on until the overtime, Tennessee was real conservative offensively, and they played right into the hands of the Oklahoma offense, which finally got going in the fourth quarter. So Sooners have a lot of work to do. There's still a lot of things that they have to go on and a lot of things that they still have to really try to accomplish. But so far, so good. That was a big win emotionally for Oklahoma.
Senior writer with OU Insider, James Hale, kicking off our show tonight right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and Tennessee jumps out to that fast start. How big of a concern is that for Bob Stoops as far as his team maybe getting off and kind of easing into games and getting off to slow starts? Is that a concern?
Well, the first two games, that's what they've done. They've started slow offensively, that's for sure. Now, I don't think that's going to continue. You know, I just don't. It's too early in the year. Heck, Oklahoma's offense isn't really firing. It hasn't really been the air raid so far. They haven't run a lot of tempo. They haven't been able to catch the ball as well as they want to. And there's a lot of things this offense still wants to accomplish. I don't think they've really got the running game going yet. They ran better against Tennessee, but they haven't popped big runs, and they've got running backs. It should be running up and down the field. So there's still a lot of work to do, work in progress. Against Tennessee, early in the game, what hurt them was penalties and not catching the football. Then they turned it over a couple of times. So they kept shooting themselves in the foot. They kept losing field position. Heck, Austin Seibert's been their best player the first couple of weeks. He's the freshman punter and field goal and extra point kicker. And he's been outstanding, and if he wasn't outstanding, you know, you might not be coming away with a victory here. So against Tennessee and against Akron, they were just so much better. They overcame a lot of things. And when they take on Tulsa, you know, Tulsa brings in that Baylor offense, and that's going to be interesting because the Baylor offense has bothered Oklahoma before. And, of course, that was with Baylor personnel. Now, Tulsa has Evans at quarterback and a couple of receivers that have 1,000 yards worth of receiving yardage. They've been averaging over 600 yards a game offensively. So this is going to be a really good test for Oklahoma. So they can't rest. They can't afford to get behind 14-0. They need to get off to a better start offensively. And hopefully this week they will.
I'm looking forward to that game against Tulsa. But I got to ask you, let me back up for just a moment. This was your first time, as I understand, James, in Knoxville last weekend. I mean, what was that game day experience like? Because I know Tennessee fans. I mean, I've got four siblings that are graduates of UT. I mean, they're passionate, they're rowdy, they're loud, they're crazy.
Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was fantastic. I can see why Tennessee recruits well. I can see why they continue to draw talent in and why everybody believes Tennessee should be one of the best college football players in the country. That scene was electric. They sold it out, the checkerboard. They set noise records. The Vols Navy was cool as could be. Mm-hmm. I've never seen anything like that. And the people were so very nice. I have not had one Oklahoma fan tell me they ran into a bad experience in Tennessee. And I reversed the clock for me. I went out and stayed out quite late on Friday night. So I enjoyed the volunteer late, you know, and I enjoyed all the ladies in the pretty skirts and the boots.
Oh, James.
It was a lot of fun. And I know the two teams that aren't scheduled to play for a while, or I don't know when they're ever going to play again, but if they ever do, I'm still kicking. I'm going back.
Great. Okay, so you were mentioning earlier, talking about Oklahoma's defense, the strength of it. How would you rank the Oklahoma Sooners defensively nationally?
Well, potentially it's pretty good. Their linebacking core is exceptional with Eric Stryker and Devontae Bond outside, two seniors and two juniors who've grown up in the program, Dominique Alexander and Jordan Evans. Then you have Frank Shannon, who's back after being suspended for a year inside. And you have Opa-Kanawa, who's another junior on the outside that's a really good player. So they've got depth and they've got size. And then up front, Charles Capper's a senior, Matt Diamond's a junior. I mean, they've got some experience, and yet they've got some youth, like in sophomore Charles Walker, who's really good. So, I think they're going to be better, you know, and that all those guys in the secondary are a year older. I think Stephen Parker has a chance to be a star. You know about Zach Sanchez at one corner. So it should be better, E. They're just older. And I know they lose Jordan Phillips, who stuck in the NFL, and he's starting already in the NFL. He was a really good player. But Oklahoma's recruited better. We haven't even seen Austin Roberts yet, who they got late out of JUCO. And when you see him, he's going to look the part, I guarantee it. So nationally, I think Oklahoma's going to be pretty good. I think they'll be much improved over last year defensively.
Okay, senior writer with OU Insider, James Hale. I want to encourage you to go out and check out his work. He is simply the best. OUinsider.com. Always a pleasure, and what a great way to kick off our show tonight right here at Yahoo Sports Radio. Thank you so much, James.
Hey, E, anytime. You know that.
You bet. Much more straight ahead in hour number one right here at YSR.